Mountain Christmas album. Saturday night at 12 midnight.
Currently at street level, we've got 48 TMA degrees.
WTMA Tiger Radio.
Once again, the number to call, I repeat, the only number to call to send in your Tiger Radio dedication and request is Raymond 22961. Want to send the next record out for Roddy and Larry, for Sandra and Bugsy and Betty and Joey and Joanne and Bobby.
WTMA, somebody's placing me on my highline. Must be a Mayor Joe. I'm Silver's at 907. Good morning, this is Gary London. And your friends at TMA remind you that...
The WTMA.
On your dial. Hooper, Wells, and Nielsen rated
number one.
Live this weekend where the good times are. WTMA, Mighty 1250.
Philadelphia Free.
Oh, that's a great song, isn't it, Gary? Good afternoon, everybody. Bill Sharp with Live 5 News, and we are looking back to the way it was, the great old rock and roll days of WTMA back in the 50s, the 60s when I grew up, the 70s and the 80s, and we've got a reunion that you won't believe here at WTMA with some of the former disc jockeys and news people, and it is just great to talk to them. We're sitting around here chatting and talking about the good old days when WTMA was the rock and roll station in the Lowcountry. If you didn't listen to WTMA, you weren't squat back then. And I should know, because when I was growing up as a teenager, this was the only rock and roll station to listen to. Al Cammy was a longtime news guy here. And Al, you were one of the premier news people of the Lowcountry back in the day when you were here at WTMA. How the heck are you?
Older, shorter, fatter.
Well, yeah. And a lot richer, too, Al, you know? A lot richer, because you got out of radio news, you made some money in corporate America, and now you're retired down in Florida, and you're trying to ask us to feel sorry for you. You know,
no,
forget
actually,
that stuff.
I'm not,
forget that stuff, buddy, because you look good.
I'll tell you, everybody is talking about stories from days of old.
First of all, when were you here, Al?
1974, early 74 okay. to the latter part of 77.
And you were what, news director here?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I was. Jack Wilson hired me.
Right.
And then Jack left shortly thereafter, and...
you drove him away, didn't you, Al? He hires you, and then he can't stand it anymore, so he leaves.
That's right. That's right. And he'll get his due later. He'll be able to retort.
We're going to be talking
about him. But it's okay. Actually, I'm the only person, aside from Jack, who ever used their real name, okay? All of these people run by pseudonyms,
right?
I couldn't do that. I'd get confused and forget who I was.
Well, and you still
so
do that sometimes.
That's
right.
True,
even
too.
Even with your real name.
I don't have any real stories to tell you about TMA except one.
Let me hear it.
And that is that at the time I was at WTMA, the group that it was on the air and behind the scenes in that station was perhaps the most dynamic, creative group that I have ever worked with in almost 40 years in the workplace.
Al, we don't have any money to pay you here, but
well,
thanks a lot.
It's true. There are very few times in one's life that you can look back and say, I had a job that regardless of what time of day I had to go in and what time of day I ended up going home and what resources I had to put in, that I still did it with a smile on my face because I knew it was a great dynamic environment. TMA was that very environment.
It was the place to be back
then. It was absolutely the place to be. And they allowed you to be as creative as you wanted, to be as dynamic, and in the case of news, take the risks that you needed to take to ensure that the story was viable, was valuable, and it was part of the public's right to know.
And Al, you moved on after WTMA, and you got into corporate America. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I made my transition from radio into television.
Right.
And as I went up the so-called media ladder, I became less and less of a journalist and much more of an administrator and bean counter. And I decided my career had already ended because I loved the reporting end. That's what I lived for. So since it was chucked already, I decided to join into corporate America. I became corporate vice president for then Martin Marietta and ultimately Lockheed Martin. And retired in 98.
And now you're retired down in Florida.
Right. Well, I was working for Lockheed Martin. One of my offices was in Florida.
Right.
And we chose to stay there. And now I've started my own business in retirement, which I probably should have done 30 years ago.
And you've never been happier.
I've never been happier except those days that at TMA. The huge gap in between, 30 years in between, well, almost 30 years, I could never say that I cherished as much as the days of TMA or what I'm doing now.
I felt that way about my first wife, too. 30 years of just pain. No, I'm just teasing.
I still have my first wife. We're now in our 36th year.
Well, congratulations.
And TMA also had a very warm spot because we adopted our oldest child when we were at TMA.
Oh, really?
And through DSS, and he's now 29. So, and he has his own children.
Oh, my gosh. So you're a granddad.
Oh, I'm a granddad, yeah.
I've heard you called other things, too, but we know you're at least a granddad.
Yes, I am.
All right, Al, you know what I've asked everybody. I want to hear a little bit of the great delivery, and you've got a terrific set of pipes, Al. The great delivery of Al Camby. Let me introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for news here at 1:28 in the afternoon on this Saturday here at WTMA. Let's find out what's breaking out in news with Mr. Al Camby. Al?
Well, this is Al Camby.
And Steve Bell.
We are a team. We always will be.
All right, guys. Sorry to hear about that. Does your wife know about that, Al?
You know,
You guys have plenty of time to get together after the studio.
That's true, except he's a lawyer.
He said team, not item.
I see. He said team. Al, it's great to talk to you. You've got so many great stories about what you've done with your life. Congratulations for a life well lived, and it's not over yet. You've got many more years ahead of you, and I could use some of your money, Al, but thanks a lot.
Well, wait a minute. Anchor slot. I'm sorry, pal, but the anchor slot has not done you injustice, okay?
Well, after 4 years of plastic surgery and four tummy tucks and two chin lifts,
right,
I'm still with the program.
Right, you look as good as Dick Clark did until 3 years ago when it finally hit.
When it finally fit. Al Camby, a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for talking. Let's go to a man I interviewed on television a few days ago, about a week ago, and he is also a member of the WTMA Alumni
where is that
Association.
Station?
I don't know where that station is. Mr. Gary London. And Gary, how the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on Midday.
Oh, it was our pleasure to have you on. You've got a great set of pipes too, Gary.
When
were you here at WTMA?
I'm trying to think exactly. I think it was either late 71 or early 72.
Mm-hmm. You on drugs again,
72.
Gary?
No.
Hard to remember.
It's hard to remember. I'm old. And didn't get home till 2 o'clock last night.
Well, okay.
And I was there till 78 and left TMA to put the flamethrower Q107 on the air.
Right. Yeah. Right. When you were here, what stands out in your mind? What happened, Gary, that sort of made an impression on you back then?
To be so young and to be so privileged to work at such a great radio station as WTMA.
Boy, you got the voice for it, too. I listen to you now, and I say, there's a man like Al Camby and Steve Bell and Brother Dave with a great set of pipes. And then we've got Kurt Varner over here who somehow squeaked his way into a living, too. But
it's a reverb.
He used a lot of reverb because, you know, when you don't have any testosterone, you got to compensate somehow.
Thanks, Bill.
But moving right along, just teasing Kurt. Kurt is a good friend and worked with us at Channel 5 and has been very successful.
Look at him,
too.
Though. He's still white and pasty.
He still is. Always has been. Gary, tell me about the good old days, what you remember as a disc jockey here at WTMA.
I remember.
John Quincy's got a big smile on his face. What are you smiling at, John Quincy? Huh?
I can't tell you on the air, but I'll tell you later.
All right.
Just being on the air.
Right.
You know, my philosophy was if I could make one person happy, one person smile, bring some joy to one person's heart.
Right.
Every day that I was on there, just one person that I've done my job.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God it paid off because we were consistently number one. Started out as midday.
Right.
And then when I left and went to Norfolk for a month, my wife then was crying her eyes out, homesick.
Right.
Came back. Bill Dudley and J.J. Scott brought me back to KTM.
Right.
When they did a format change. And then that didn't work out for various reasons. I won't mention any names, but you can probably figure out the name I was going to mention.
You were glad to be back,
yes,
though.
Yes, yes, yes. And then Booby was having some problems at TMA.
Right. right.
So we flip-flopped. I went from mornings at KTM and then back to afternoons at WTMA.
And you were a happy camper.
Well, I was happy camper when I boosted his ratings tremendously.
All right,
you know,
Gary.
We were pulling afternoon shares of like, you know, 70s.
Gee, was 70% of the audience, Kurt. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Not at all.
It's just
60 to 70% of the audience back then was
smart.
Listening to WTMA. And those ratings,
we'll
folks, we will probably never see again. All right, Gary, you know what I've asked everybody? I want to hear how you sounded way back in the 70s when you were a hot disc jockey here at WTMA. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary London.
1250 WTMA. Let's take a Bill Sharp and see what the weather forecast is going to be this weekend. Bill?
Well, the weather is going to be sunny and hot outside right now.
Well, that's good. Don't forget to put on the suntan lotion. We'll be back in just a second.
That's pretty darn good, Gary. Thanks very much. Gary London.
Well, we had 7 seconds to do it all in, you know.
And you got everything. You got a lot of stuff in 7 seconds. You piled it in. Ladies and gentlemen, we are reminiscing. We are taking a walk down memory lane, looking at the good old days of WTMA when it was a hot rock and roll station.
WTMA.
WTMA when it was a hot rock and roll station. Stay with us. What's that?
Yeah.
Four letters.
WTMA. We'll be back with more of a special reunion show when we come right back.